The 100-plus-year-old organizations have been trying to attract more youths and young adults. To highlight that effort, they chose 19-year-old Devlin Anderstrom to be their keynote speaker. He's already president of the Brotherhood's Yakutat Camp. ANB Grand Camp President Sasha Sobolev says convention delegates elected him to regional office.
His keynote speech that he gave kind of set the tone for where these two organizations are headed, along with the realization that our young people, we need to make them integrally part of our organization. And with his election as Grand Secretary, which is a pretty high-profile office, put him right smack dab where he should be.
Many ANB and ANS members are in their 50s, 60s, or 70s. Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp President Cecilia Tavolero says delegates elected two members of the next generation to her group's regional leadership. They're ANS Sitka Camp President Paulette Moreno and fellow Sitkan Heather Powell.
They wish to work with the young people and to get them involved in helping communities in which they live and active and involved in Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood.
Tavolero and Sobolev pointed to other members in their teens, 20s, and 30s who attended the convention held October 5th through 8th.
The work that we had set about the year before was to bring young people in the camps that have not been active back. And we worked on that and got a couple more camps back that we didn't have before.
Sobolev was reelected to his position. Tavolero was newly elected, though she served in the post about a dozen years ago. She says her priorities include continuing to focus on the potential dangers of British Columbia mines on rivers that flow into Alaska. They also include education, targeting elementary students who are learning to read.
In order to help them, we'd like to see some reading programs developed in the school for some of our sisterhood members to go in and either listening to them read or reading to them.
The Brotherhood and Sisterhood are civil rights and culture-bearing organizations. They're also Christian groups. Tavolero says promoting faith is also a priority.
What I want our sisters to do is to be in constant prayer for the whole state of Alaska and for our nation. We surely do need it as a nation.
The convention included consideration of changes to the organization's constitution and structure. Official results were not immediately available. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.